Naturally, Hayloft 2 here on Radio 9. Here's Tommy James and the Shondells.
I see you standing in the alleys and the hallways.
Wait a second.
You're gone now. I run to touch you, but you vanish through the doorway. And oh, how
hard it is to live without you. I love everything about you. Now I know you're really gone, but my
with Jay Thurber. Pete Drake and his talking guitar are going to take us to news time. Thank you. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer with a look back at the week's top stories. We begin in Washington, D.C. On Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden announced a fresh package of weapons and aid for Ukraine in an attempt to reinforce the country's forces battling against the Russian invasion. In an address from the White House, President Biden warned that Ukraine is facing a critical window as Russia launches an offensive in the east. Here's U.S. correspondent Benji Heyer.
$800 million in military assistance, including heavy artillery weapons, 144,000 rounds of ammunition, and more tactical drones. It's part of another huge package unveiled by the administration on Thursday, and if approved, it would mean the U.S. has committed approximately $3.4 billion in assistance to Ukraine since the conflict began. As well as bolstering Ukraine's resistance on the battlefield, Joe Biden wanted to express support for the people of Ukraine.
We intend to provide an additional $500 million in direct economic assistance to the Ukrainian government. We've already welcomed tens of thousands of Ukrainians to the United States, and today I'm announcing a new program to enable Ukrainians seeking refuge to come directly from Europe to the United States.
Also on Thursday, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said it's unnecessary for Russian lives to be wasted trying to storm a metal factory in the besieged southern Ukrainian city of Mariupol and ordered any assault to be canceled. Stuart Smith reports from Moscow, where restrictions on reporting the war are in place.
The defense minister told the president 2,000 fighters still remained, but that the rest of Mariupol had been captured and the situation calm, meaning citizens could return. The president said that can be considered a success. To those who still remained at the factory, he said Russia guarantees their lives and decent treatment in accordance with international law if they come out. Ukraine's top negotiators have requested an urgent meeting with the Russian delegation at the site in Mariupol to try to save the lives of everyone there.
And on Wednesday, the All England Lawn Tennis Club announced that Russian and Belarusian tennis players will not be allowed to compete at Wimbledon this year. Chris Jones has more from London.
This is a crushing blow for the likes of Russia's Daniil Medvedev, who is the men's singles number two. He, along with many others, won't be allowed to compete at Wimbledon this year, one of the world's biggest tennis tournaments. The All England Lawn Tennis Club says it made the decision because of the unjustified and unprecedented military aggression in Ukraine. The UK's Lawn Tennis Association has also banned Russian and Belarusian players from playing at any of the UK grass court tournaments. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov criticized the ban. He says the tournament will suffer as a result.
That's the latest Feature Story News. Ira Spitzer in San Francisco.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a $1 million weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Getting us started here on Radio 9 in the 1 o'clock hour, 106, much more music time. I'm Jay Thurber. You can check in with me on Facebook and Twitter right now at Jay Thurber Show. Get those requests. And you can also call 412-385-7450.
Support for WMCK.FM comes in part from the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation. Created in 1952, the G.C. Murphy Company Foundation is a charitable organization that provides funding for educational, cultural, and public activities in the Monoc area. For more information, visit the website at www.gcmurphy.org.
Additional support for this broadcast comes in part from donations from Finney Funeral Homes in Clareton, Travosburg, Glassport, and West Elizabeth, contributions from Striffler's Family Funeral Homes and Design Monuments, and donations from listeners just like you. You can go to TubeCityOnline.com/radio and hit the donate button if you would like to. Thank you.
Everywhere this weekend things are happening, here and there and all around the world. Keep your dial tuned where you're in touch this wonderful weekend with your radio.
Is a sustaining feature here on the Radio 9 program. We bring you the radio calendar for today, April 30th, 2022. The story of a young girl from a mining town out west and her fight for security and happiness as the wife of Handsome Harry backstage, the loved idol of a million other women. As we look in on the little house halfway up in the next block, we see that at the Harris Theater at 809 Liberty Avenue downtown, now through May 12th, it's The Northman, an action-filled epic that follows a young Viking prince on his quest to avenge his father's murder with an all-star cast that includes Nicole Kidman, Ethan Hawke, Bjork, and Willem Dafoe. That's at the Harris Theater now through May 12th. For more information, trustarts.org. Liberty Magic, 811 Liberty Avenue downtown, presents Nathan Phan, not just a magician. Nathan Phan is a theater nerd with illusions of grandeur. His show includes acting, singing, mimicry, writing, comedy, improvisation, music, and storytelling. That's May 4th through May 29th at Liberty Magic, 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. At the Space Gallery, also on Liberty Avenue, at 812 Liberty Avenue, it's Deaf Brown American Mom. As a first-generation immigrant from the Philippines, Fran Ladonio Flaherty has work that addresses the intersectionality of racism, disability, and motherhood through humor, technology, and history. The exhibition examines Flaherty's experience as a Deaf Brown American Mom. That's now through May 15th at the Space Gallery, 812 Liberty Avenue downtown. The Wood Street Gallery is presenting a collection of six new creations developed in recent years by Cinzia Campolisi that revolve around the concepts of presence and perception of space. That's at the Wood Street Galleries now through June 26, 601 Wood Street downtown. For more information, trustarts.org. The Norwin Public Library, 100 Carruthers Lane in Irwin, is holding a book sale Wednesday, May 18th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, norwinpubliclibrary.org or call 724-863-4700. West Newton First Church of God, 157 North 2nd Street, is holding an Election Day luncheon. That's Tuesday, May 17th. Eat in or take out.
from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at the First Church of God, 157 North 2nd Street in West Newton. Includes soup, sandwich, a salad, and dessert. For more information, 724-872-7467. And the McKee Sport affiliate of the National Alliance on Mental Illness will meet at 6 p.m. May 4th. That's at the Penn State Greater Allegheny Campus in room F122 of Frabel Building. Sounds like we're doing bingo all of a sudden. Under the F column, 122. That's the National Alliance on Mental Illness. Speaking of me, McKee Sport affiliate meets May 4th at 6 o'clock in room F122 of the Frabel Building. An update on various conferences and activities will be given. For more information, call 412-527-6600. And if you or your organization have something you'd like to get off your mind and onto the radio, email radio-calendar at wrct.org. The radio calendar is a copyrighted feature of WRCT and may not be reproduced without the express written permission of the Pittsburgh Penguins and the commissioner of the National Hockey League.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Oh. Now, money won't bring you happiness, but we know who will.
Jay Thurber!
And turn on. Oh.
Tom Swift presents his electric grandmother on the Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
She's as skinny as a stick of macaroni.
9, and this is Little Walter.
Last night, I lost the best friend I ever had. Now you go. Feel so bad. Well, now it's early in the morning, and my love is coming down for you. Early in the morning, and my love is coming down for you. I want you to tell me, baby, baby, what are we gonna do?
Take a trip to Treasure Island. It's your discount paradise. Take a trip to Treasure Island. National brands at discount price. So nice, discount price. Serve yourself on the merchandise. Treasure Island is paradise in East Liberty.
Jay Thurber,
the Balls of Pittsburgh Radio.
Thank you. 69.
With 69 here on Radio 9, that's actually your high temperature today, 123, much more music time. That's surely that's what the song is about, right? To dig up my interview that I did maybe 10, 15 years ago with Bill Scully. Actually, we should just have Bill Scully Sr. back on the show to talk about his time with the Irondies, who were from Clairton, because a song that was banned from many Pittsburgh radio stations for suggestive implications. I don't know why. I'm Suggestive Implications. That's my real name. You know me as Uncle Jay Thurber, though, here Saturday afternoons from noon until 3 on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. What else do we have to tell you about? Let me see. We've got new music coming your way. I know that from the head and the heart. And I had a little announcement here I wanted to read to you. Digging my big programming book here. Pirates playing the Padres this afternoon at 6:35. J.D. Brubaker is expected to get called to the mound for the Buccos. The Pens will be playing the New York Rangers in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll tell you about that. All that in sports in less than 30 minutes. The Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund is administered by the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency, and it is helping people who were financially impacted due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, if you face mortgage delinquencies, default, foreclosure, utility disconnection, and you own your home and you lost your job or you lost income due to the COVID-19 pandemic, well, the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund may be able to help. They can help for up to 24 months or $30,000, whichever one comes first, with mortgage reinstatement, mortgage payments, property charges. That includes past-due property taxes and utility payments to help you prevent the shutoff of your utilities. To find out more information, you can pick up the phone and dial 888-987-2423. That number again, 888-987-2423.
Would now be a good time?
Yes, now would be a good time, actually. They're open Saturdays from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. You can also go online and apply at pahaf.org, pahaf.org, for the Pennsylvania Homeowner Assistance Fund, a program of the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency, which can help people who may have lost their job and are in danger of losing their house now due to the COVID-19 pandemic. 888-987-2423 or pahaf.org. It's a message from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Steel City weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Partly sunny today with a high of 69. Chance of showers overnight. Mostly cloudy. Low 51. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday. Some of those thunderstorms could be heavy at times with a high near 74, mostly sunny Monday, 69. Tuesday, showers, high of 77. Wednesday, showers, likely partly sunny with a high of 68. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 67 in Beaver County, 62 in Butler, 62 in Washington, 64 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, street level at the corner of Forbes and Moorwood in Oakland. It's 63 at WRCT.
Virginia don't sound like she used to. Walking home late. In my lungs and whiskey burning in my veins. December won't be so forgiving. I'm haunted by a ghost of you and my past colliding. I can never go home. When in the night, when in the night, nothing slowed me down. This place that I used to love, well, it's just another town.
New music from the head and the heart. The tune is called Virginia Wind in the Night. I am the passing wind in Pittsburgh's radios. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, taking your requests now until 3 o'clock. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. It's 1:30. Here's Fats Domino.
Lady Madonna, cheering at your feet. Wonder how you managed to make ends meet. Now who fired the money when you paid the rent? Did you think that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrived without no suitcase. Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Child had learned to tie his bootlace. See how they run. Lady Madonna, babies at your breast. Wonder how you managed to feed the rest.
So much, and I love her voice so much. Miss Petula Clark, ladies and gentlemen.
You're the only one that I rely on. shoulder there for me to cry on. And the hours alone that I'm without you, all I ever do is think about you. No one knows that you're so understanding, even though my love is so demanding. Every time you look at me, then you know we both agree that no other love could be.
Gotta keep moving.
Another dressing room in another town, and we've gotta do another show. Yeah. Two shows a night is a lot to do, and our throats are getting dry, you know. Yeah. Hey, road manager man, you've been gone so long. For some coke near an hour ago. Ain't you ever heard that song? Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
Hey, what's keeping that guy?
I don't know, but I sure could go for a Coke.
You never get tired of the taste of Coke, do you?
Hey, road manager, food goes better and fun goes better, and I hope you're doing what you're told.
Yeah,
the French fries have gotta be really hot, and the Coke has gotta be nice and cold. Cause things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
Everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart. Never let us part.
there may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I reminisce. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I reminisce. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Those guys from Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania, you know them, the Bogues, here on Radio 9. This is Mongo Santa Maria. Coming in from Facebook, Joe wants to hear Chris Montez. You say him, we play him on the Big 900. Pittsburgh's own Jimmy Beaumont and the Skyliners here on Radio 9. More music coming up after these important announcements.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs, the Pennsylvania Society of CPAs, and the Ad Council.
This is Joe Garagione, your green grocer. I'll have my produce tip of the day right after this word from McGibney's Big M Market.
Our discount prices mean your money buys right now. More of what you want, come in, we'll show you how. Hurry down today and buy the discount way, where prices are down, down, down.
Stop in all this week for big savings on ramps. Yes, it's ramp time once again at McGibney's Big M Markets. Bushels of fresh ramps are only 99 cents. Limit 3 per customer. Big M brand frozen ramps, $2.19. Canned ramps, 69 cents for the number 10 size. Dried ramp flakes, 99 cents for the 12-ounce box. And don't forget, you get double rewards points on all ramps all this week during Ramp Week at McGibney's Big M Markets.
This is a time of year when everyone's tomatoes are growing. If your neighbors try to give you tomatoes, tell them to eat them themselves. I can't stand tomatoes. If they insist, you can always throw the tomatoes at their house after they go to sleep. Better yet, kill the tomato plants before they get ripe. I like to use Roundup myself, but ordinary household chlorine bleach is cheap and virtually impossible for them to detect. This is Joe Garagione, your greengrocer, with your tip for today.
Joe Grouchione, the greengrocer, is brought to you by McGibney's Big M Markets in Colder, Akmatonia, Rennerdale, and our newest location on Route 40 in Pancake. Open Monday through Friday, 9 till 9, Saturdays 8 till 10, Sundays 10 till half past 11.
Our prices are down, down, down.
Jay Thurber
screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In Pittsburgh.
On Radio 9 at 150, well, almost 151, much more music time. 9 minutes to go until 2 o'clock. We will check PNS News for you at 2 o'clock. And coming up next, we've got new music from Magdalena Bay after we take care of sports and weather.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
Someone told me recently that their daughter sings along to the sports jingle on this program. And I was thinking, I was getting tired of the sports jingle, and I was thinking about getting a new one. But now that you've told me that somebody is singing along to it, how could I replace it then? So anyways, maybe we'll just issue it on a 45 and sell it. Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Columbus Blue Jackets last night by a score of 5-3. That seals third place for them, and it gives them a first-round matchup with the New York Rangers in the Metropolitan Division. They will open the playoffs against the Rangers, who finished second in the division. That was the last regular season game for the Penguins. That whole news about the sports jingle just threw me so much that I'm having trouble getting through the broadcast. Elsewhere, the Pittsburgh Pirates lost last night to the San Diego Padres at PNC Park by a score of 7-3. It's the Bucks and Padres again today, game time 6:35, and JT Brubaker is scheduled to get the call for the Pirates. He's still looking for his first win on the season. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Marlins over the Mariners 8-3, Red Sox beat the Orioles 3-1, and the Rays over the Twins 6-1. Trevor Bauer of the LA Dodgers has been suspended for 324 games by Major League Baseball over sexual assault allegations that could keep him off the field until well into the 2024 season. The Dodgers pitcher can ask for an expedited appeal to an independent arbitrator, but he cannot play during the appeal process. Of 16 players who have been suspended under Major League Baseball's sexual assault and domestic violence policy, Bauer is the first not to agree to a negotiated settlement. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, having two great, at least that's what the rumor is, new draft picks after picking Kenny Pickett from the Pitt Panthers in the first round of the NFL draft. They selected with the 52nd pick overall in round two, George Pickens, wide receiver out of the University of Georgia, and DeMarvin Leal with the 84th pick overall in round three. Leal is out of Texas A&M and is a defensive player.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
If anybody sings the weather jingle or not, maybe we'll start focusing on the weather jingle. Maybe it'd be all jingle format someday. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high of 69, showers overnight, cloudy skies, low 51. Showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Sunday, high 74. Monday, mostly sunny, 69. Tuesday, showers likely, 77. Wednesday, showers likely, and a high near 68. Currently 67 in Beaver County, 62 in Butler, 62 in Washington, 64 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and 63 at WRCC. With new music from Magdalena Bay.
Yeah.
from Magdalena Bay on Radio 9. The Electric Indian's going to take us to news time. From one side of Lyle Boulevard to the other, and almost to the Mary Shenley Fountain in Shenley Park, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio and McKeesport PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 29th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. While the pandemic has fueled soaring profits for the country's richest, it's also exposed growing income inequality in the U.S. Eric Tanoff reports on progressive groups that are optimistic. Washington State could tackle this through its tax code.
Legislation that would impose a wealth tax didn't pass in Olympia this year, but likely will be back in 2023. Carolyn Brotherton with the Economic Opportunity Institute says the state has the most regressive tax system in the country.
The state wealth tax is one way that we can start addressing this inequality and put resources back into the communities that need it the most, rather than letting this wealth just grow and grow and grow into the hands of the very few at the very top of the wealth distribution.
Opponents of the wealth tax say it's essentially a graduated income tax, which is unconstitutional in Washington state.
The State Department of Revenue there estimates the tax would affect fewer than 100 people in Washington state. A fiscal analysis found it would raise about $2.5 billion. Users of what is known as Black Twitter, a community that keeps in touch via Twitter about issues of interest to Black Americans, are watching changes that might be coming after Elon Musk purchased the social media platform.
In a recent study, University of Colorado doctoral student Shamika Klassen found that users rely on Black Twitter to seek out recommendations, call out racist businesses, and plug into political activism. But they also complained of police hovering to gather information and outsiders posting racist comments.
For example, there would be a tweet that someone tweets out and it gets picked up by another news site. And several people in the interviews brought up the term culture vultures that Black Twitter was experiencing.
To Biden's desk hours after he urged Congress to approve tens of billions of dollars worth of additional emergency aid for Kyiv. The Times reports the 417-10 vote to invoke an extraordinary eight-decade-old law reflected a growing bipartisan sense of urgency in the Congress. To bolster the Ukrainian military as it digs in for an ugly and protracted artillery war in the south and east of the country. This is PNS.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking bookstore, there lurks the secret workshop of a strange Albanian genius.
J. Thurber!
Ah,
pass for knowledge I can't understand.